friends in the industry. So for a lot of us navigating in the transportation and logistics industries, insurance is a continuous topic as it has such a large impact on so much of our businesses. So from a carrier's perspective, insurance can impact who a carrier can hire, what types of loads they can even haul, cash flow because premiums are high, and so much more. Insurance also impacts potential customers because if a carrier doesn't have the correct coverage and can't obtain the coverage required to haul a specific commodity, the customer is faced with then trying to find additional power to move their freight instead of going forward with a trusted carrier that they've built a relationship with. Well, these are just a couple of ongoing challenges when it comes to insurance. I'm also excited to state that there are a lot of solutions available to help overcome such challenges. For starters, working with the right insurance broker will make a world of difference for a carrier. So when I say right, I don't mean that some are right, some are wrong, nothing like that. What I mean is you're working with an organization that wants to understand your business. So an insurance broker that wants to understand your business, and they're willing to think outside the box when it comes to creating solutions for your insurance needs. So I'm Josh Hanbury, the host here at the Truck Focus podcast. And our mission here is simple. We're connecting transportation industry leaders to the industry to help create a pivotal change. Today, I'm super excited to have a friend of mine or have a great conversation with a friend of mine and an insurance professional that I have a ton of respect for, Amanda Dodwell with Tool Pete Insurance, part of the Navicord Group. So for starters, Amanda is honestly one of the more passionate professionals in the insurance realm that I'm fortunate to know, but also her level of expertise in insurance is absolutely incredible. So during our conversation, Amanda breaks down some of the key challenges that carriers are experiencing today, but also offers up a handful of solutions that will help navigate just this whole insurance relationship between insurance company, insurance broker, and carrier. Furthermore, Amanda highlights why she's so passionate to help carriers succeed in our industry, because ultimately, without carriers and professional drivers operating each day, our comforts and day-to-day necessities would greatly suffer. So I highly recommend that you connect with Amanda directly, either on LinkedIn, through email or website. I've included all of the links in the show notes. And if you just want to have a conversation about insurance, maybe a second opinion on your coverages, I know that she can definitely help you out. So again, I've included her links in the show notes. Before we get started, if this is the first time that you've ever checked out the Truck Focus podcast, I really want to welcome you to our community and to our dedicated listeners. Thank you so much for your continued investment of time. I look forward to the impact our conversation is going to have. Let's get to it. Amanda. Super excited for our conversation today. Really grateful that you've taken the time to join me on the Truck Focus podcast. And I'm excited for a couple of reasons. So as our audience will learn here really, really quickly, Amanda is probably one of the most passionate and educated professionals that I'm fortunate to connect with when we're talking insurance, when we're talking carriers, solving problems, and really being a resource for people, which is something I really value and really fits my model here at the Truck Focus podcast. And we've known each other for a little bit, so just super grateful for the time. And I think our listeners are going to have just a really wonderful experience, as also as a new industry partner that they can say, hey, I have questions, I have concerns, what should I do here? So again, Amanda, welcome to the Truck Focus podcast.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Absolutely. It's fun when you have a prior understanding of people, a relationship and a friendship where you can really say, okay, how about this? And okay, I get to see your face light up here. This is really important. So I'm really excited. So to start us off, can you kind of give us a rundown on your experience and your journey in the transportation and insurance industries, as well as a key question? So when we're talking insurance, what attracted you to the industry?
Sure. So I've been doing insurance for just over 20 years. I started out in the industry with a referral from a client of mine who said that I'd be really great when it comes to insurance. My focus when it comes to transportation specifically is I had an uncle who was a truck driver. And at a very young age, he was involved in a collision. Somebody on the highway decided to step out in front of him and kill himself. And it impacted him greatly as a driver. And I thought, what can I do to help these drivers move forward? We need to provide a safe and secure kind of platform where drivers feel good about what they do. and they are changing society and they are for the better. And a lot of drivers don't get the recognition that they deserve. And companies are losing drivers and retention is horrible. And so it's not just about ensuring the actual companies, it's providing a safe space for the drivers and trying to get a better work environment overall.
Totally. Yeah, and you hit something that is really close to my heart. So I'm glad you identify this way. I do as a professional driver advocate. And I think the fact that you have someone in your family that is a professional driver or was a professional driver, really unfortunate event and really sorry they went through that. But when you have an appreciation for the human element of the profession and you can look at the person and say, you as a person, you matter, your profession matters, the impact on society that you're having matters, how do we make this a better experience for you? I think is a really powerful position because, and as you've witnessed, I'm sure I definitely have, I've been through it myself where a lot of times you're the bottom of the hierarchy when you look at the structure of a carrier or most organizations and you hear the language, well, I'm just a driver. What do I know? Or you're a meat in the seat, that kind of attitude. It's like, no. So I really respect that you can highlight the profession by really highlighting the person. So I appreciate that for sure. Absolutely. So you're currently with Tool Pete, which is part of the Navicord group, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Can you kind of give us a rundown on what are some of the areas that you're creating an impact both internally and externally within that company and your just various clients?
Sure. So I started with Tool Pete because they wanted to have a focus in regards to transportation. So we are part of the Navicord Group, which is a nationwide brokerage. So we have a great influence in Ontario. We have a transportation sector in Ontario. And we wanted to create some lead out in the West because there's a lot of Western Alberta, BC that need our expertise as well. So what I'm doing is the teammates that I have, I am educating them as well on the current risks, on risks that they want to go after, what they should be looking at, what are potential risk factors and things that a normal broker wouldn't look at. Because I've been in the industry for 20 years, I've been transportation focused for 15 years. So I've seen a lot of claims. I've seen a lot of things in my career that a typical broker would not see. So essentially what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get them to focus more on how to better the company. Even if we aren't writing the risk, even if we are not winning the account, what can we do to impact them moving forward, to educate them into what they can do better? And it's not, do I win the account? Do I write? Do I get commission? It's how can I impact them as a company? And if I don't write them, my reputation, my name is going to precede me and I'm going to get referrals and I'm going to be an industry leader. And that's what the Navicord group is highly focused on, is becoming industry leaders.
Powerful. Yeah, it's a really good approach. And we were talking about that off camera too, where I think a lot of the times it's about I, and not so about the who, the person that you're serving. So to be in that position and your team's in that position, I think is really powerful. And it's interesting. So when you're talking about risk, and I learned this, I've learned it throughout my career, but I was really educated on risk as its own bucket of perspective from very different than what I thought. So typically in the land that we live in, there is performance, like from a driver's perspective, carrier's perspective, they interpret things a certain way. So they'll try and do their best. There's law enforcement's perspective, which I recently took some CVSA training, which was phenomenal. That really gave me law enforcement's perspective on this is what's happening in the moment. How do I resolve it? How do I work with industry? That kind of thing. There's an auditing perspective. So after the fact data, but that doesn't hit risk. So when my eyes were open to that, I was like, oh, okay. So risk could be controlling the progression of risk, could be identifying your worst case scenario, working backwards and all that good stuff. But so I kind of set that stage because I'm really interested to know from your perspective at a high level. We don't have to go too deep just with respect to time, because I know there's a lot of angles, but what are some common risks that you and your team would see when you're working with, say, carriers or just basic transportation?
I mean, we start out with looking at the carrier profiles, the IPTA reports, where they're traveling, where they're getting their infractions from. And we look at driver specific. So depending on the fleet size, we look at, is there certain drivers that are doing certain things that keep on showing up on the carrier profile? Maybe it's overweight, maybe it's securement, maybe it's whatever, pre-trip inspection. So what we do is we look and say, okay, why are we having these type of problems? What could we be doing differently to educate our drivers on the front end, especially when they're onboarding? And then how many times, do you do it once a year, once every 3 years? Like, when do you go back to your drivers and do a refresher, right? Because even in my industry, we have refreshers every year and we choose where we want to get our education from because we're human. We're going to forget. We're going to put stuff on the back burner and we need to be constantly brought forward and realize, okay, these are problems, these are issues. And if I address them now, it's going to help in the event of a possible claim, because if our pre-inspections are done, we know what the truck's problems are. Then we know, okay, we're going to avoid a collision on the back end, which essentially is going to help with premiums and rates. And
Totally. Awesome. Okay, good. No, I appreciate that, because again, that was a learning curve for myself, just thinking it a little differently. And I like that you touched on training, because I think a lot of times what will happen is someone will apply for a job, they get the job, the owner, whoever, will say, okay, here's your keys, good luck.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's nice to know from your perspective, this is really what you're like focused on and you're educating industry on, that's really key. Yeah. So, okay. So before we get too much further, in regards to getting in contact with you, it's really important that our listeners know, okay, hey, I got to work with Amanda. I got to pick Amanda's brains. I have a problem, whatever it leads to. Where do people go? What's the best place for people to visit so they can connect with you directly?
I mean, always email. It's adowdell@toolpete.ca. You can also contact me through LinkedIn, Amanda Dowdell. I'm constantly on there. I'm constantly posting stuff and I'm available pretty much all the time on LinkedIn. But either one of those, or you can call the office and they can put you through, depending, because I do work remotely. I can be patched through myself anytime.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And I'll make sure to include the links to your LinkedIn, to the website and stuff, just in the show notes. Again, I think that's really important. Yeah, absolutely. So when we're looking at, again, we can keep it pretty general, just respect the time, because there's so many veins here. But when we're looking at the insurance market, and I've heard the term floating around for quite some time, hard market. And I know if you're a carrier listening right now, you've probably experienced some form of increase. If you're a new carrier, there was probably some arm wrestling going on to even get coverage. So can you kind of give us an overview of what is a hard market when you're talking insurance?
Sure. It's essentially what happens is, like, if we look at a span of over the last 5 years, the insurance rates, the total losses have gone up about 65% over the last 5 years. Right now for 2022, it's predicted that the Canadian insurance market is going to have a $2 billion loss overall. And it's been like that for 3 or 4 years. So reasons for that 65% increase are obviously the repair cost, downtime, supply chain management, driver shortages, safety, that sort of thing. Inflation is insane. Gas prices, like, don't even get me started on gas prices. We all, that's just a sore point for us. We're all just cursing. Even me, I'm cursing when I go to the pump. So this is essentially why insurance has increased, and we're starting to see it not only increase, but a lot of insurance companies have said, no, we're not even going to play in that market anymore because the losses are too substantial. When it comes to transportation specifically, if you have a loss, depending on what you're hauling, you can have $600,000-$700,000 loss just for the truck and trailer. Never mind the cargo, never mind the downtime, it's substantial. And a lot of insurance markets have said, that's too rich. one loss can really put our loss ratio at 200-300%, depending on how large the fleet is. So what hard market is it's a reduction in the insurance market. So we used to have 5, 6, 7 carriers. Now we only have a couple. And out of these couple, they only want the best of the best. So they look at your carrier profile. They look at your driver hiring criteria. They look at your units and your maintenance and your safety. And they determine whether you're a good risk or not, just depending on that. We look at your 5-year loss ratios. Have you even been in business for 5 years? So it's becoming a very hard market. And I find that if you have a good working relationship with the insurance carriers and the underwriters, and you can really put forward, okay, this is what we're going to do differently, a market that may not have looked at that transportation company before, they only need the right broker to say the right things. Okay, we can change this to make you look more favorable in their eyes. And then we can work on that back end of, you know, educating your drivers and creating a better safety program and doing the things the insurance companies like to make you look more favorable.
Very powerful. And that back end there was really key because I wanted to ask the question, what can carriers do? So a relationship, obviously, with a broker. So again, carriers that are listening, build that relationship. So would that just be like constantly communicating, or from your experience, what's good ways that carriers can build that relationship? So it's not you always trying to build it, but they're trying to build it too.
So there's, for instance, Northbridge has monthly educational tools that we can send out to our carriers, and they can have their drivers log on and do these educational tools. And insurance markets like Northbridge, they see the impact that they're working on. So they put in extra focus and time to develop these educational aspects to help carriers. So we have tools like that. We have at Navicor Group, we have risk control that are specialized in transportation that can come out and do a mini audit and tell you what you could be doing differently, give you guidelines, give you different aspects. If you did this differently, or if you added this to your safety, it could mean this type of savings on the back end. So it's not just the broker and carrier relation, it's the broker relation with the insurance company itself. And it's kind of a 3-part.
Yes. Okay. I think it's really important because I've heard a number of carriers say that they feel hand tied and they're like, I'm trying. It's like, okay, well, sometimes there's more than just the trying part. So that's really key advice. And then, okay. So from your perspective, when you're working with clients, I'm assuming there's specific things that you're listening for, grooming in the conversations. That way you can obviously be powered when you're having the meeting directly with the insurance company to say, look, this carrier is doing X, Y, Z. They overcame this obstacle. You're basically building a picture like that.
Correct. Yeah. And a lot of times with me is I'll try and get the insurance companies to go out and visit the site and get a firsthand look at the operations. It's key because I can only be the middleman for so much. And so like, I feel like a lot of carriers need to be seen in front of their insurance companies to really get a full understanding because we're all human.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a good fresh breath of air because when you feel like all's lost and all you're seeing is an increase in premiums and there's nothing. And if your broker's not telling you why, they're just saying, well, this is what is given. So I'm giving it to you. That's not really fair. So that's really, again, to our carrier clients, you really want to pay attention to the fact that your broker has a really big part in this entire equation. So that's really good. I wasn't aware of that. Interesting.
And I mean, if anything, you should talk to another broker. Even call me. I'm going to give you tools that you're going to need to go back to your broker and say, has your broker tried this? Or have you approached it in this regard? Or what if we change this to do this? Would that affect the premium? And you can take that back to your broker. And if you put them on the spot and give them a hot seat, they're either going to be like, oh, I need to step up my A game, or you know exactly what your broker is doing. A lot of brokers, especially during the pandemic, have lost their passion. They're kind of just going about it, doing their own thing. And sometimes it needs a different perspective to circle back around and get those premiums back to where they need to get to.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Do you have, again, this is just off the top of mind, but do you have a success story where someone was, so a carrier was underperforming and they were paying for it and they were able to work within the systems, use the tools, which then gave them a positive outcome? Can you think of one on the fly?
I just did one last month where I switched carriers for this individual, and he wasn't really keen on switching carriers. But Intact had just bought Royal Sun and Alliance. And so they're slowly converting a lot of their systems over. And I was able to switch him to another carrier because RSA, which is now Intact, isn't handling as much of the dangerous goods as they used to. So we're seeing a lot of RSA come off risk or not, what can I say? They're not even writing what the carrier is hauling. And the brokers are getting nervous about having these conversations with the carriers. You can't be nervous about it. If they can't cover it, they can't cover it. And you need to find alternative markets and solutions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really key advice too, because being in the carrier seat to have that conversation and you're looking at someone that's just going, I don't know what to tell you, versus, no, okay, this is what we're up against, but this is our plan.
A big part of it is thinking outside the box, because a lot of brokers are just following inside the lines and they only color inside the lines, but there are solutions outside the box. We work with captive markets and group captives. And that is a whole entire field that a lot of people haven't even explored. And there's some great opportunities in there to provide group captives when it comes to transportation.
Awesome. So you said from a captive, can you kind of give a rundown on what that is? Like, again, high level.
Sure. A captive market essentially is like creating your own insurance company.
Wow. High level. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So would that be on the, is that the broker's responsibility to find enough carriers to do that? Or is there a big enough pool where you're just adding to it?
So essentially how it works is you have ABC Transportation Company and they're paying into an insurance policy, but they're not getting any return on their investment, right? So essentially, you use a broker, and we find almost like a bank account, okay? And we invest your money into that, and then we use that to pay back all of your losses, and it flows down the system. So on the front end, it might cost you more, but you're investing your money and you're going to get a return on your money as time progresses. And so we can even, depending upon your fleet size, we can do one captive or we can do a group. If you have a group of companies or you have a really close working relationship with a group of companies, we can do a group captive, depending again on capital.
Wow. Interesting.
It's extremely like, I love what I do. I really do. And thinking outside the box and working with what carriers need is what drives me, because I don't work for the insurance company. I work for the carriers themselves.
Huge. That's huge. Yeah. That's a really key perspective. So again, to our carriers listening, that's the language that you really want to hear. Because ultimately you're earning their business instead of saying, yeah, I have your business, thanks, which that happens in a lot of industries where it's not really the truth. So that's really encouraging.
Yeah.
Awesome. I do have another, again, these are sidebar questions. I'm just really engaged, which is exciting. Another challenge that we're continuously hearing is minimum experience. And have you been able to work with carriers on, not maybe it's not overcoming, maybe that's not the right word, but navigating through, like they have a newly licensed class one driver, or they have someone that maybe they had 6 points, they have 6 demerits on their abstract. Are you in that space as well, helping carriers with that?
Yes. So there are insurance markets out there that will provide competitive fleets with pricing on even drivers that have 6 months of experience. I found markets that will do 6 months. I found markets that will do 1 year. I found markets that will do brand new drivers. It's all, how hard does your broker want to work for it?
Huge. Yes. Okay. And that's a real big pain point, because you're having, like with MELT, mandatory entry-level training that was introduced, the initial investment, it's like when I got my class one, I think I did, it was under 12 hours, including air brake. Oh no, 12 hours plus air brakes. That's what it was. But it cost me like maybe is $1,100 or $1,200. Now it's upwards of 10 grand. So obviously MELT didn't exist back then, and it was a different time and age. But yeah, when people are investing into their licenses, or a carrier is going to put someone through training, you want to have some form of certainty that there's a job, but then there's that conversation. So the fact that you have a solution, and it's a lot about putting the muscle in the hustle, I think that's really cool. So that's good.
And it's not just about the drivers. It's about, okay, if you develop a safety program for your new drivers, and you say, okay, we're going to buy an older unit, we're going to get them to haul this type of commodity that is less risk, that they get to earn the experience. There's ways to write the new drivers to make it look more favorable with the insurance companies. And it's, again, how much work is your broker putting in to get your company to where it needs to get to, right? You need a broker that's willing to work with you, not just say, well, Intact doesn't want to write this driver. That's not why we're here. We're here to find you a solution.
Yes. Powerful. So I'm really intrigued, and something that I've known about you since we've basically known each other, because it's really apparent, and I kind of set the stage initially, but where would you say your passion comes from? Because some people are passionate. Like, I have high energy. I get really excited, but it's all about the follow through. And I think the follow through part is the discipline that's trained and learned, and you have a genuine care. Is that all the way back with your uncle, or is that something that you've just learned along the way where you're like, you know what, I really see opportunity here and I'm going to run with it? Or how did you establish that?
I mean, I've seen companies go under where the owners are just really distraught that they can't, right? And I've learned that I can change this world. I can make it a better place. Yes, you're just one person and I'm just one person, but I feel like if I can make a small little impact on this world and help out one company at a time, I'm better off.
Yeah.
And it's the overall good of people, because I find, especially during the pandemic, a lot of people are flaky and they're not what they used to be. And it's so easy to ghost. And it really disappoints me for society as a whole. And I want, if I die tomorrow, I want to be known for this person that just gave her entire heart and didn't worry about how I could benefit, because it's not about me. It's about you. It's about me giving myself to others.
So yeah. Powerful. That language right there, I call things like my heart's cry. I'm pretty poetic. And when I know my mission, and it's to introduce industry leaders like yourself to industry to create a pivotal change. And a pivotal change is the guidance and the advice shared really help change the narrative for that individual or that company. So the fact that you live in that space, I think, is really impressive, because I think a lot of people are just on cruise control. They put their blinders up, they have to worry about what they have to worry about. I don't have capacity for anything else. And it's like, no, let's be intentional. So it's nice to see, but it's also nice to know that you're mindful of the legacy that you're leaving. Because again, I think it's no disrespect to anyone, but if you're in cruise control and you're just responding, but you're not engaging, I don't think there's fulfillment in your career. So when you can work with people that, if we think for a second, if all carriers and professional drivers stopped, how screwed a society would be. So the fact that you're investing that above and beyond effort to showcase to these carriers, look, this is possible. Like, your business has value. Like, you're impacting thousands of people in the trickle effect. I think that's really cool. And that's a huge encouragement too, to our listeners and to those that maybe are listening to this, like, we're recording in 2022. So if you're listening to this in 2025, the message is still the same, which would be really cool, is what you do matters and your intentionality matters. So Amanda, I'm really glad you hit that, because again, that's where people really can get better, just by shifting their approach, shifting their perspective by being intentional. So again, great.
I think that a lot of people forget this, but during the pandemic, if we didn't have transportation and drivers and carriers, where would we be? This is the only industry that kept us going during the pandemic. We need to give back to this industry. There's not enough love and care for the transportation industry.
Correct. Yeah. And that's so true. So glad you said that, because as we come to a close, one of my staple questions is all about that. It's the appreciation and gratitude for professional drivers. And if there's any, here's your moment to preach to the world. But when you're thinking of professional drivers and the impacts that they continue to have, what's your thoughts and what are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful to be in this industry, to be able to help companies, to educate also my coworkers and get them also excited and get them to take a different view on things that they haven't seen before. It's all about working with the client, not working with the insurance company, finding solutions for the client, because in the long run, that's how you're going to retain. That's how you're going to make a name for yourself, is looking out for them. It's never about looking out for you. It's about how can I better their lives, impact them.
No, I appreciate that. And I really appreciate the guidance that you shared. And I'm really excited just to see where this goes, because again, this is a starting point. And as we were saying off camera, the invite will always be here. Let's do this again. We can deep dive into other components that are impacting carriers, but I'm excited and I'm really grateful. And yeah, just as we come to a close, can you just give a recap again of where people can go to connect with you directly? Maybe it's to do business, maybe it's just to chat, but where would they go?
So if you want to chat with me, as always, you can call Tool Pete and ask to speak with Amanda. You can find me on LinkedIn as well. I'm available 24/7 and I'd love to connect and have a chat.
Awesome. Yeah, honestly, Amanda, I'm just super grateful. And again, I love being in these environments where like I can bounce in my seat and I can be like, yes, just because when you're sharing such accurate guidance, it's really impacting people. So I get really excited in this space. And I just know that what we were talking about, it's hot topic or not, the value that you provided and those little tweaks by building a relationship and implementing certain programs and trainings does go a long way. So again, I'm just super grateful and thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. This was awesome.
Thank you so much for having me, Josh. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Amanda, honestly, thank you so much for taking the time, joining me for a great conversation today on the Truck Focus podcast, and also sharing some key knowledge for our carriers and industry collectively around insurance and the importance of thinking outside the box when preparing solutions. So a huge takeaway for myself is honestly, when you talked about the solutions for newly licensed driver or less experienced drivers and considering assigning them to a specific piece of equipment load that could potentially gain favor with the insurance company. I think that's super key, as that's a huge hurdle for a lot of carriers and new drivers. So I'm super grateful for the insights that you shared today. And I really recommend to our listeners that they connect directly with you, Amanda. Big shout out to you. So again, I've included your contact details. So Amanda's contact details directly in the show notes. Make sure that you reach out to her. So if this is the first time that you've ever checked out the Truck Focus podcast, again, I really am grateful that you're here. Welcome to our community, as well as to our dedicated listeners. Thank you so much for your continued investment of time. Really do appreciate it. And I do ask that you like this episode, but also share it out, because again, insurance impacts so many different businesses, and connecting with professionals like Amanda that want to learn your business and really have some key insights on, okay, let's move these chess pieces, let's navigate and think outside the box. I really believe that it can help. So again, share this episode out, but also subscribe to the channel that you're listening to, so that way you're notified of all upcoming episodes. As always, let's create a pivotal impact.